Raymond, welcome to Belfast again. The Premier League coming round to our city again. What do you make of previous appearances in Belfast?
I don't know.
Have you enjoyed the crowd and the?
Oh, of course, yeah. Of course, I enjoyed the crowd, but I can't name any results of what I did here because this is my 11th season in the Premier League, so I'm not busy really where I play well or I do not play well. I don't know who I played last year here. I don't remember.
Phil tonight, renewing a long-standing rivalry. How are you feeling about that?
Got a good record against him in the last 3 years in the Premier League. In knockout base, he is far ahead of me. But in the Premier League, last 2 or 3 years, I'm doing okay. Most of the games I won, and then a couple of draws. Last game on tonight against Robert Thornton, which is number 8 in the league now. So two really important games for me tonight. If I drop points tonight, it's all over. I can't get the playoffs. So the rest of the 3-4 weeks, I can play relaxed then. But if I make myself a winner tonight in two games, then everything's possible.
And a crucial night for you, as you say, make or break. If you get through tonight with the two wins, will that give you a real kick on, do you think?
Well, I think so, because I had bad luck against Michael in week 9, you know. I was 6-3 leading, and then at the end it became a draw, so I needed that point. I think I give many points away this Premier League, which brought me in serious trouble. Tonight, Robert and Phil, but next week there is Michael or Gary. So it's tough. It's the toughest competition in the world in two darts. The best 10 players in the world are here. So everyone can beat you, and you can beat everyone. My first result in week 1 was 7-2 against Phil Taylor. So I was thinking, wow, this is a nice kickoff, you know, 7-2. And then I made myself a complete mess.
It seems to be a very open season, though, as you say, yourself, Gary, Michael, Phil. Everyone can beat everyone. There's no real outstanding candidate, as it were.
It is. You know, I name them the big three, you know, Michael, Phil and Gary at the moment. They are the best players in at the moment. I think they're secure a place already in the top four. But the rest of the players, you know, like Adrian and James Wade is really playing a fantastic Premier League this year. He beat Michael van Gerwen in the opening week. So, tough, you know. Robert and me are struggling. I got 6 losers out of 10 games, so that's not great, you know. 5 of them were 7-5s. It could be a draw or it could be a win. But I'm not really fortunate this year, so I'm going to do my very best tonight, playing 2 games. And if I win those both, then everything is still possible. And if I lose one of them too, it's all over.
The rewards for winners are great, but it's a grueling schedule, and you've been around it many, many years. Yeah. What's the trick to, or the secret to that success and longevity?
Sometimes you have to take a weekend off. You know, last week there were 3 pro tours, and I said I'm not going to do them. You know, because the calendar is all full. You know, after the Premier League, we go in Dubai for the World Series, and then in June we're going to do Auckland, Shanghai. We get a week in Hong Kong and Auckland, and then Tokyo. So. I'm away from home a month then, so there is never ever an end. On every weekend you can do exhibitions, or you can do pro tours or European tours. It's sometimes it's too full, and you have to protect yourself sometimes and say I take the weekend off to relax with your wife and family. I'm a grandpa now, you know, so I really love to see my grandchild and spend some time with him.
That then obviously changes your priorities, and as you say. It's become so successful, but with that comes the extra demands on the players. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, there's stress every week, you know. You can't say, well, I'm going to do this easy, you know, because there are tough competitors, you know. They're all great players. That's why they are in the top 10 in the world. You saw last year, in the last 7 weeks, I won 6 games and 1 draw. So it is possible, but then you have to play really well to accomplish that.
Thank you very much, Raymond. Okay. Pleasure. Thank you for talking to me.
Great. Thank you.
That's okay now. Right, Ronnie.
Gary. Please. Yes, just a name and...
what it's like in Belfast today. I'm going to sound to you.
Gary Anderson, and it's not raining in Belfast.
All right, yeah.
For a change.
It's
a bit like
home. You step in a little bit, Chris.
Okay.
It's easier, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit too that way. That's perfect now.
Okay.
Yeah.
the nuances, eh? Michael van Gerwen tonight, it's going to be a special match.
Yeah, looking forward to it. You know, Michael's on top of the world now. He's playing well, he's banging some big averages, but he fires me up, you know, so I'm looking forward to the game.
It's great at the moment. Yourself, Michael, Phil, really open at the moment. What do you feel about how open it is in the rivalry and how tough it is to stay ahead of those guys?
I just had a look at the table last night, lying in the room, and it's tight, you know, but over the next 4 or 5 weeks, this is crunch time. You know, you want to get past the first cut-off line, and after that, now you want to finish in the top four to go into finals night. So it's going to be hectic over the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Is there an extra pressure when you go into the Premier League?
Sorry, Chris, I'm getting a lot of handling noise on the microphone.
Okay.
I just need to be very gentle.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of pressure on the Premier League when you're going in as the world champion. You're the one there to knock down, as it were.
Not really. You know, it's great to have the title, you know, but the class of players now, anyone can win it. You know, it's nice that I'm up there as defending champion. I'm going to try my damnedest to make it 2 years in a trot like the world's, you know. So we're going to try, but no extra pressure. You know, just got to play your game and hopefully win.
Great atmosphere at these arenas in the Premier League. What are your memories of previous nights in Belfast?
They're always good. You know, it's getting to the every venue's good now. You know, we're all over the country. We're even in Rotterdam this year, you know, which will be for the first time. So I'll be interested to see what it's like across there. But Belfast crowds are great. You know, they're there for the darts and they get behind you.
It's a sport that there are a lot of rewards for those who do well, obviously big money involved in it, but it's a grueling schedule too, and perhaps, you know, for people who watch it on television every Thursday night, the Worlds, they don't necessarily appreciate how much time, travelling, commitment it takes from you guys.
Yeah, I mean, the Premier League's great, but it's hard work, it's hard going, you know, it's on for about 5 months, 4 or 5 months, so we leave house on a Wednesday, probably do the Thursday night Premier League, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday is usually tournaments, back home Monday, unpack Monday night, pack Tuesday and away again Wednesday, and that's for about 4 or 5 months, you know, and it's hard. I mean, even the youngsters are struggling a bit now with the schedule, but it's part of the job. You've got to try getting on with it.
Still the early part of the year. Do you set goals now? Are you looking too far down the line in terms of what you want, say, come the end of the Worlds?
Nah, you know, it was the same as last year, you know, won the Worlds and then kind of, well, went on to win the Premier League as well, and then kind of struggled after that and picked up again for around about October, November. Hopefully it'll be the same again. You know, there's been some good games, some bad ones, but it's a long road. It's a long, long road, so it's plenty of time to get the game back.
What do you think of some of the younger players as well, and Michael Smith coming in this year as well, all eager to make their own mark, Michael van Gerwen as well, of course, for the likes of yourself, Phil, Raymond, that's the challenge too.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the young guns, we call them, coming through. You've got van Gerwen winning just about everything, you know, he's got to keep doing it. You know, Michael Smith's, we've got now a young lad, Chris Dobie, doing really well now. I think he's going to be a big star in the game in the future, and it's good, but you can't write us old boys off yet. We're not quite finished.